Welcome to The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young. It's a joy to have you with us today. Pastor Ed leads Fellowship Church in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. In today's message, Pastor Ed Young continues a series of talks titled Beneath the Surface. And in today's message, we'll discover that when we focus on Jesus, even in a challenging world, we can swim confidently. Join us for today's message, How to Swim with Sharks. This program is just a glimpse of what Pastor Ed has to offer. From global missions to his latest inspirational books and daily devotionals, there's something for everyone. You can find all of this and more at edyoung.com. And here's an exclusive offer for our listeners today. Download a free chapter of Pastor Ed and Lisa's newest book, A Path Through Pain, at edyoung.com. With refreshing vulnerability and power, A Path Through Pain shares their family's journey from sorrow and anger to hope and healing after the tragic and sudden loss of their daughter. As they share their incredible perspective, they will inspire and equip you to believe that there is purpose in your pain, even if you can't see that purpose yet. Now, let's get into today's message called How to Swim with Sharks. Welcome to The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young.
You're swimming with sharks. I'm swimming with a pack of predators. I would say this book is the ultimate journal on how to swim with sharks. What is a shark anyway? A shark would be situations that can harbor potential anger, resentment that can kill. So situations harboring anger and resentment that can kill. Maybe it's a situation with your ex. Maybe it's a marital malfunction. Maybe you're dealing with the loss of a loved one, a child who's gone off the reservation. Maybe you're dealing with a substance issue. It could be a financial setback. Sharks are in the water. Sharks are everywhere. Life is about swimming with sharks. And the Bible never promises us a shark-free life. It never does. It does, though, tell us how to swim with swagger. It tells us how to swim confidently if we listen attentively. I have ADD. I'm up here on stage, and when I start boring myself, I just change the subject. When I was talking to Stuart Cove, man, I was like locked in. Really? Okay. Wow, that seems odd. That seems like unusual. Oh, okay. I'll do it. We're going to a practice pool? Really? Okay. I mean, I've never really had a regulator in my mouth, and you're going to tell me how to use a diving mask? I'm thinking to myself, I know how to use a diving mask. I mean, I grew up, you know, with little goggles and, you know, I'm thinking, you know, how men are. Well, I am prideful. I think I know more than I do. I didn't know a thing. I thought I knew, but I didn't. He gave me an amazing pre-dive instruction talk. Brilliant. 20 minutes in the baby pool, the pee-pee pool, you could call it, or practice pool. And then I was in the deep water. Bam, like that. 20 minutes of intensive lecturing. And then not only lecturing, but him actually showing me how to do it. And then after that, I'm in the ocean. So the first thing I would challenge you to do, listen attentively to the voice of God. God is our ultimate dive master. He wants to deposit something in your life and mine every single day. We have an opportunity to listen. Are you going to listen? Or are you going to say, no, I got it, God. I know how to handle this financial situation myself. I know how to deal with that jerk at work. God, I know. What are you doing telling me? What if I just said, hey, Stuart, I'm going to take this Spider-Man diving mask and I'm going to take one of those ocean kayaks. I am going to dive with sharks myself. It wouldn't have worked too well, would it? Yet what do we look like in the eyes of God when we turn our backs on him and say, I got it. Boom, I got it, God. Listen attentively. So we're to listen individually every day to God, to the voice of God. You want to hear the voice of God? Read the Bible aloud. We listen to God. We walk with him. Now, God speaks to our spirit. He speaks to our soul. He impresses things upon us. I'm not saying that. You could call that if you want to. I spoke with God, but you need to go ahead and define that. Too many people don't define that, and you think they have these walking, talking conversations with God like I'm talking to Lisa every day, you know? And that's not true. I'll just tell you. But it sounds really holy if I say that. Oh, man, Ed can talk to God. I can't. No, I've never heard the audible voice of God. I wanted to clear that up, just a theological issue. So we listen to the voice of God, and then we can listen to the dive instructions. Check this out. Corporately. We're commanded corporately to come together for this massive pre-dive safety talk. So it's not just alone, it's also together. I didn't swim alone. Did you notice that? I had a safety diver with me. I'm gonna dive with sharks by myself. No way. I have someone with me. With me. That's why Christianity is a team sport. It's not solo. And we're to be together. That's why one another is talked about so much in the Bible. And that is why the church is the only thing Jesus built, and it's the only thing he built because members can come together in the body of Christ. So I'm glad you're here for this pre-dive safety instruction. And God uses people, pastors, others, to communicate his word to you. You remember Samuel? Just a kid. God called him. And Samuel said these words, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." That should be our mantra every single day. God, speak. Your servant is listening. So see, I didn't just hear Stuart Cove, I had to apply it. I mean, I had to curl my toes, fins, over the transom of the boat and get in the water. And too many people spend their entire lives, I'm talking to Christians now, in the practice pool. Oh, they research the etymology of the diving tanks, and they look at the historicity of the regulator, and they talk about the contents in the salt water, this and that. And then you go, hey man, have you ever hit the water? Have you ever been diving with sharks? No, but man, I'm researching it. I've got a lot of knowledge. Information without application is an abomination. We don't need another Bible study. We need to allow the Bible to study us. The Bible says, you know, the first church in the book of Acts, Acts chapter 2, you know, it grew from 0 to 3,000 in about a nanosecond. Did you know that? So sometimes people go, man, I hear great things about fellowship, but it's just a big church. It's just big, man. I go, yeah, it is big. It is big. I said, well, if you don't like big, you wouldn't have liked the first church. If you don't like big, you're not going to like heaven. And a big church, if it's around a lot of big people, should be big. And together, we can do more. I mean, last year we gave over $1 million to missionary endeavors around the world. I can't do that by myself. You can't do that. We have an 1,100-acre retreat center where tens of thousands of students show up each and every year. Sorry, homie, you can't do that by yourself. We have a dive station on radio, a dive station on our social media platforms. We have over, what, 1 million just on Facebook alone? You can't do that by yourself. It is together. Are you feeling me? So listen, not only, well, let me read this. Acts chapter 2, this is the first church, and it describes it. They devoted themselves, they being the believers, to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and prayer. Are you listening? Because God has something great to say. But not only should we listen attentively, we need to see clearly. I mentioned it earlier. Stuart taught me how to use a diving mask. Because he said, your mask could get knocked off. And it did. 9-foot shark, bam! His tail whacked me and knocked my regulator and my mask off. And he said, you know, when that happens, you're gonna panic. I said, what do you mean panic? Define panic. He said, you're gonna revert back to like when you first began to use goggles and a diving mask. Well, that means I'll revert back to nothing, being an idiot, because I found out I didn't know how to use a mask. He said, when your mask fills up with water or gets knocked off, take your mask, take the heel of your hand, press the top of the mask, exhale from your nose, the water will come out, and boom, your mask will be sealed once again to your face. I did it, and I just trusted him. It worked. So many people that we run in, that we run with, or that we run into, that we see, they can't see clearly.
You're listening to The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young. We're halfway through today's incredible message, and we hope it's been an inspirational part of your day. As we pause for a moment, we want to thank you for joining us and for your continued support. This ministry, focused on sharing the gospel, is possible because of listeners like you. As a token of our gratitude for supporting The Creative Connection, we have a special gift for you. We'd love to send you a complimentary copy of Pastor Ed and Lisa Young's newest book, A Path Through Pain. This is a powerful book they wrote after the sudden death of their oldest daughter, Lee Beth. They share profound truth that even in the darkest moments, pain and joy can coexist. To receive your free copy, visit edyoung.com. It's our way of saying thanks for your gift to help take the hope of Jesus to people around the world. And if today's message has touched your heart, consider supporting us. Your contributions, no matter the size, help us continue spreading God's word and bring hope to many. Visit edyoung.com to learn how you can make a difference. Now, let's continue with today's message. You're listening to The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young.
There was a man in the Bible named Elisha. There was also Elijah, but let's talk about Elisha. Elisha was this man of God, and he was in a city called Dothan, not Alabama. Or was it in Georgia, Dothan? Is Nick Saban from there? Man, Saban's gone. What a great coach. Anyway, how many in here love Nick Saban? Yeah, oh man, that guy can't flat out coach. He scares me. Just watching some of his posts, I'm like, whoa, motivates me. So anyway, Elisha was in Dothan. And he was asleep. The sun's coming up. His servant walks out, his PA, we would say, personal assistant, sipping a double espresso, my favorite drink. And what he saw shocked him. Elisha, we're surrounded by sharks. I'm talking big, massive, great white sharks, because the encroaching enemy was going to take Elisha out. So here's what Elisha did. Elisha said, I want to pray for you. 2 Kings 6:17, and Elisha prayed, "Oh Lord, open his eyes." I mean, clear his mask that he may see. And the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire. Ohio players, all around Elisha. So suddenly, Elisha's assistant saw the way he was supposed to see. He saw from God's perspective. Could it be that your mask is fogged up? Could it be that it's full of water? Most people we see in our culture are blind. 2 Corinthians 4:4 says, in their case, the god of this world, the enemy, has blinded the minds of unbelievers. They can't see. To keep them from seeing the light of the gospel and the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. Question, who are you swimming with, dolphins or sharks? Well, Ed, I don't know. I can't tell. I can't really see. When blood is in the water, you can tell. Dolphins take care of each other when blood's in the water. Sharks, well, they're cannibalistic. How we need to see clearly in this hour. We need to see the way God sees. We need to have his world view, his angle as we swim and even face the sharks. Because when a shark comes after you, don't swim away. That's what all the prey will do. You stand your ground. I mean, I was there kneeling. I wasn't moving. Sharks coming at me, boom, boom, boom. I was standing my ground. And by the power of the Holy Spirit of God, by his instruction, by his viewpoint, we can do that. I love that. Look up. Is that powerful? Woo, man. Bam. Shh. Clears your mask. But there's something else. We're almost done already. You got to breathe deeply. Now, that was weird for me, going underwater and having this device where you breathe. It's just, again, against and swimming against the current of my common sense. Breathing from this regulator. Isn't it true that God is the ultimate regulator in any situation? I mean, are you breathing the breath of God? Do you remember Job? You might pronounce his name Job. It's over in the Old Testament. He was a figure. And if you ever are feeling down, if you've listened to too many depressing country music songs, or I don't know, whatever, Just read Job. Job, and you might again pronounce his name Job. And who knows, when we get to heaven, maybe Job's going to say, "My name was Job. It wasn't Job." But that's another message. So Job had these sharks that ate away his marriage, his kids, his billions, his health. And his sharky friends told him this in the book of Job: "Curse God and die. You're done, Job. I mean, Job." You know what Job said? Job 33:4. He said, "The Spirit of God has made me. The breath of the Almighty gives me life." 2 Timothy chapter 3:16, the Bible, this dive manual, all scripture is God breathed. So we can breathe in what God has breathed out. Jewish sages put it this way: the covenant name of God is Yahweh. Say that with me, Yahweh. It's Yahweh. And these Jewish scholars suggest that every time we breathe, we're saying the name of God. Listen to me. Breathe for me. Yahweh. Every atheist is saying hundreds of times a day the name of God. Every rapper, every A-lister, every agnostic, even Bill Maher and Oprah and Kim Kardashian are saying the name of God over and over and over and over. When you have a baby, that baby talks. When the baby breathes, they're saying the name of God. When you breathe your last, my friend, you'll say the name of God. Yahweh. We can breathe the breath of God. We receive Jesus Christ, the power of the Holy Spirit, and we can breathe out the pollutants in our lives. Are you breathing deeply? Do you realize what you're saying? Oh, last one. And this is the strangest thing he told me. He said, Ed, kneel on the bottom. Now, when I heard that, I'm thinking to myself, this can't be right. Kneeling in the middle of a feeding frenzy. And here's what he didn't tell me. The currents were screaming 50 feet down. I had a hard time just balancing. And I had to keep my hands in because the sharks could mistake my hands for fish. So I'm just kneeling. Sharks would look at me, swim right toward me. I was like, oh, wow. Another one, ah. I was just kneeling. This is the power position, isn't it? The Hebrew word for worship is to bow down. Bow down. Psalm 95:6 says, O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the God, our maker. Maybe a situation has you on one knee. A situation in your family that no one knows about. A situation with your child or your spouse that no one knows about. A doctor's report that's not good. Maybe you've been released out of nowhere. Maybe a betrayal. I don't know, but maybe just maybe life has you down on one knee. I want to encourage you. Only you can make this decision to put the other knee down and to kneel confidently, because as unusual as this is, this position is the power position as we swim with swagger, yes, but even with sharks.
Thank you for being with us today on The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young. We hope this message has given you assurance to swim confidently, even as you navigate the dangerous waters of life and focus on Christ. Your support is so important in helping us share the gospel of Jesus with a hurting world. As a token of our gratitude, we're offering you a free copy of A Path Through Pain by Pastor Ed and Lisa Young. Visit edyoung.com to claim your book and learn more about how you can support Ed Young Ministries. Join us next time as Pastor Ed delivers a message titled Look at the Hook as we finish our Beneath the Surface series and discover how we effectively deal with temptation. Stay connected with us at edyoung.com for more great content and ways for you to be a part of what God is doing through The Creative Connection. Thanks for listening. Until next time, God bless.